This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A private room at NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, has been shut down following an investigation by USA Today. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the room where there was alcohol was called the John Wayne Saloon.
The small office space was accessed using a keypad lock next to a John Wayne poster. Unnamed sources told USA Today the room worried them due to NORAD's mission protecting the U.S. and Canada from external attacks. Beer and liquor was found inside the room. An investigation is now being conducted to determine if so-called day drinking in the room affected national security. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Karen Garner, whose violent arrest by Loveland police drew international attention in 2020, has died. Here's CPR's Matt Moret.
Garner, who had dementia, was pinned to the ground and arrested by officers while she was picking flowers along the side of a road. They thought she may have stolen something from a nearby Walmart. She suffered a broken arm and a dislocated shoulder during the arrest. Officers Austin Hopp and Daria Jalali were fired, and Hopp was later sentenced to 3 years in prison for assault. Jalali served 45 days in prison and was given probation. The Denver Post reports Garner died due to dementia-related complications. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
The Colorado Department of Transportation says new passenger rail service between Denver and the Yampa Valley could open in less than a decade. CDOT's Shoshana Liu says passenger trains would run on existing freight tracks.
The pieces are mostly there, and you're talking about big but incremental changes that you have to make it happen, and none of those seem like they should take decades.
Liu says the state is starting to study the line now. It's cloudy along the Front Range. There's snow in the mountains today and through the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.